Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live chat room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. TNT Radio's Rick Munn.
I'm a little leprechaun dressed in green, the tiniest man that you have seen.
Rick Munn on TNT Radio.
Oh, sometimes you can press my buttons at the wrong time. Luckily, I'm in a good mood today. I'm having a little bit of a chuckle. Even though it's Australia Day, the focus is going to be turning to Ireland in this particular hour. I'm going to be joined in about 15 minutes by Mark Molloy for the second time here on TNT Radio. Mark is an activist in Ireland. We have a lot to talk about. Our country is being decimated at the moment by the people that run it, both in the north of Ireland and in the south of Ireland. And everybody is either being affected and will be affected without a shadow of a doubt because of governmental policies that are being employed at the minute. You can see literally the deterioration of this country from month to month. It's that bad. So Mark will be joining me hopefully in about 15 minutes by phone. We're going to get down to business on that issue later on in the show. Nicola and I were talking about a lot of things in the first hour. We were talking about some of the nonsense that's happening in Scotland with a male double rapist. Yes, a male double rapist being locked up in a women's prison. Okay, a women's prison. We were talking about increased surveillance. We were talking about the automation of services, Amazon workers in particular, striking, told that they're being treated worse than robots and so on and so forth. Quite a lot of things we covered there, and also the squeeze on the health service that's very evident at the moment. If you need to get medical care, A, it's difficult to get, and B, by the time you get it, you could well be in an advanced state of illness, sickness, or impending death. It's grim. It's grim out there. And those that have money and those that have means will absolutely be better positioned to ride this storm out over the next 2 to 3 years than those that don't. But I think that's part of the plan. People get sick, reduced access to healthcare services could be something that you have to pay for. You don't have the money to pay for it, so you get sick and die. That's just the way that it's geared up, and that's the way that it will be, and that's the way that it has been designed to be. Speaking of design, the world's most famous beggar, aka Volodymyr Zelensky. If you don't know who Zelensky is, and I don't mean the gimp that's brought out in his little green t-shirt from time to time and his little silver gold-plated begging bowl that he rattles around in Parliament. He's a foul creature. Foul creature. Look into his past. Look into his history. He's a sordid little turd, to be quite frank with you. I detest him. And when he opens his mouth, he's got one of those little slappable faces, a little bit like mine, I must admit. If I grew my hair a little bit and grew a little bit more of a beard and put on a green t-shirt, I could probably pass as a stunt double for Zelensky. And I've been told by many people, Rick, you've got a very slappable face. So I'm not saying anything about Zelensky that people haven't said about me too. But when he opens his mouth, bah, 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 oh, I'm a pacifist now, sort of, but sometimes I get triggered and the red mist comes down. I'd love to bump into Zelensky in the supermarket queue somewhere, trust me. We would have an exchange and it wouldn't be in. It wouldn't be me saying, Slava Ukraini, no, or him going, give me more money, 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 money. Beggar, professional beggar. But anyway, you can tell I love him, can't you? Love you, Vlad. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Western countries to supply fighter jets and long-range munitions, urging for more weapons just hours after the United States and Germany agreed to send heavy battle tanks. Do you know what he's like? He's like an obnoxious little kid on Christmas Day, you know, and you buy him a toy and he goes, I wanted a PlayStation, you know, and when you give him the play, I wanted a headset, he's just never bloody happy. The sooner that little floater gets flushed down the toilet, the better. Anyway, oh, detest him, detest him. Dr. Kat Lilly on Twitter is saying that it is essential to find an independent physician. And I agree. We talked about this in the last hour as well. Someone outside of the system, your medical information could now be, should be confidential and is not defined by an ICD code. So she's put up an article here from a Substack whereby patient confidentiality is not something that's really in existence anymore. People asking if your medical details, think about the last few years. Are you vaccinated? Have you had a vaccine? Show me your pass. Show me your medical paper. Show me your exemption certificate. Since when did this become a thing? What happened to medical confidentiality? It only seems to apply when people wanted to apply, and in some cases, but not others. So she's saying it's essential to find an independent physician, and I agree if you can. And again, it comes down to means. If you don't have spare money, you ain't going to find an independent physician. And if you haven't got an independent physician, you're at the mercy of the state. And if you're at the mercy of the state and they want you dead, good luck to you. Okay, good luck. So that's why we've been saying be sensible with your money, be sensible with your budget. Don't go nuts. That family holiday to the Spanish Riviera at a cost of about 4,000 quid for 2 weeks in the sun, that could be the difference between life and death for some people if they need independent medical care. So be careful with your budgets out there, people, and take care of yourselves, both mentally and physically, because you do not want to be relying on your government at this time to look after you in the event of an illness or a sickness, unless you can avoid it. Okay, unless you can avoid it. But anyway, that's enough ranting from me. I'm probably actually doing a double rant today because I know I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Me and Darren, yeah, we're going to head to Central England, and we're there on behalf of TNT, by the way. We've been invited there, and we're looking forward to it, so we won't be ranting tomorrow online or on the radio. So maybe this is a double rant dump that I'm getting off my chest here today, and I do feel better for it. So listeners, apologies if that was offensive, but I'm not really sorry. I'm just saying it to cover my own ass. I'm very manipulative, psychopathic type person. But anyway, we're going to take a little break here. TNT Radio is the place to be. Download our app from the Google Play Store, the App Store, or check out our website, TNT Radio Live, and stay connected with us at all times. We'll be right back after this break.
News you can count on.
They break down the big story.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, this is another aggravatory story that Darren actually is trying to poke the nest with. He sent me this through last night. He knew it would push my buttons. But I'm actually in good form now, so I'm not going to... But anyway, NASA teams up with the Pentagon for atomic spaceships. So DARPA will work with the U.S. Space Agency to develop a nuclear powered Mars vessel. Now, I know that you're into all this sort of stuff, my friend, and as you know, I can take it or leave it. So what's the big deal about this? Why should we be getting excited about this?
How can anyone not get excited about spaceships? Yeah, I mean, how can you not get excited about spaceships? I don't understand why I'm poking you with a story like this when actually for me, it's probably the most important story out there, bar none. The US Space Agency announced on Tuesday that it was reviving a 1960s partnership with the with DARPA. We all trust DARPA, aiming to develop a nuclear-powered spaceship for travel to the moon and Mars. NASA will work with our long-term partner, DARPA, to develop and demonstrate advanced nuclear thermal propulsion technology as soon as 2027, adding that the two agencies will ignite the future together. Ignite being a possible word that might become quite prominent when they launch these things. While NASA's Space Technology Mission Directive will be in charge of the technical development for the nuclear thermal energy, the Pentagon's research branch will be the main contractor for developing the reactor and the engine. The future vessel was dubbed the Demonstration Rocket for Agile Cislunar Operations, or DRACO. And if you're a conspiracy theorist out there, you'll know what DRACO means in terms of David Icke's reptilian overlords, because they're called the DRACO, apparently. NASA and DARPA have to be hope to have an in-space demonstration of the spaceship and the engine as early as 2027. And DARPA director Stephanie Tompkins noted that the two space agencies have a long time and fruitful collaboration, from the Saturn V rocket used by the 1960s Apollo moon program to satellite refueling in modern space. The DRACO program will enable ahead advances in space technology in a domain that is critical to modern commerce, scientific discovery, and national security, Tompkins added. So they're looking, and they've had this technology for certain since the 50s. They actually developed nuclear-powered planes, nuclear-powered rockets for weapons purposes, and developed a couple of nuclear-based propulsion systems. One was called the Orion Project, in which they planned to blow up nuclear bombs behind a spaceship to push it along. This could actually create really, really massive speeds in space, but it's not very good when you try to use that type of technology in the atmosphere. Nobody wants lots of nuclear bombs going off in our atmosphere. And then the technology that they're sort of quite keen or proposing here with regards to Draco is that they're going to use nuclear power to replace the heat generated by a turbine engine or the heat generated by exploding hydrogen or kerosene, rocket fuel, whatever it is that they're using to propel chemical rockets. They're going to use the heat from a nuclear fission reactor to heat up a propellant. And Rick's laughing at me because I'm getting excited and I'm waving my hands around.
You know what? That's why I love you, right? You get so excited. You and I have so much in common, but there's certain areas that we're polar opposites on, right? And I'm just loving, I love anybody that's passionate about something. Even if I am not, right? If I see somebody passionate and dedicated to something, I respect that massively. And I know you're a humongous fan of science, technology, and space exploration and all that. And I love your passion for it. But I'm sitting there going, man, and he is so excited about this. And all I'm thinking is, right, all I'm thinking is, you're talking about Mars. We haven't even been to the moon yet, all right? And we're talking about overshooting that and going to Mars. And my mentality is, right, just me personally, this is all wonderful if it comes off, okay? Fantastic. If we can get a guy to Mars and colonize it and put people on there, brilliant. If it ever happens, wonderful, fantastic. But this Earth at the minute, it's just the way I am. I just look out the window right now and I'm seeing a lot of pain and suffering and I'm thinking, yeah, there's money, unknown amounts of money being pumped into this. It's the same as the war, you know, this war in Ukraine. It's the same as the test and trace, the 37 billion, the billions are being spent on housing people coming in from other countries. And you look around you, man, and you see it too. You see it in Plymouth. You know, you look at the deprivation, you look at the suffering, and you think to yourself, this is all wonderful if we could house the refugees. It's wonderful if we could provide no waiting lists for the health service. It's wonderful if we could go to Mars. But yeah, I'm looking, I'm very short term in my sight right now. And how can I say it? As long as we have these domestic issues, just for me personally, that's grieving me something terrible right now. And whilst it's good to aspire and it's good to look forward and it's good to look down and be progressive, no problem with that at all. But I can't get over this hurdle of the here and now. And, you know, to answer your question about how can you not get excited about spaceships? Well, I do actually. I love the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars. I love it. Yeah. So if I want to get excited about a spaceship, I'll watch Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. You know, that big massive space cruiser coming in and the Millennium Falcon and they hit warp speed and everything goes and then they come into the asteroid belt. I'll get my fix from spaceships from there, but I can't get worked up about this one. But I'm loving your enthusiasm and it's giving me a little boost. Warp speed boost.
Yeah, and warp speed is Star Trek, and the star, you know, the Starship Enterprise E, which was the latest one. Yeah, that defeats everything. Just thought I'd stick that out there, big Star Trek fan. No, but if in 2027, let's just say we've developed this technology. Let's say by 2030, we're able to reduce the travel time to the moon by a quarter, yeah? And the same to Mars. Now, it makes both of those destinations reachable quite comfortably by humanity. The plan is to use the moon as a launching base to go to Mars. That will further reduce the time it takes to travel there. And also, like, construction on the moon will be much easier. So I'm just thinking out. Now, if let's just say this technology works, humanity actually has something to garner around.
all of a sudden, because we're stale. We've come stale on this planet. We used to be explorers and scientists, and we wanted to reach out across the seas and learn and spread our seeds, so to speak. Now we've got an opportunity, potentially, with this new technology, to start spreading out into space. And it might change the mindset of everybody. Yeah, it gives us all a bit of hope, rather than just sitting here mRNA'd up to our eyeballs, slowly desiccating and drying a horrible death stuck on this concrete ball.
There's one big problem. One huge problem with all this. You know what that problem is? Us people. Right? So let's say we go to Mars.
We'll send the robots
down. Why not? The problem is people, my friend. Because let's face it, if we do go to Mars and we do get excited, we do explore, and sooner or later that will lose its sheen and luster, and someone will want to be the ruler of Mars. Someone will want to be controlling what's happening on Mars, and the problem is us. The problem isn't rockets. The problem isn't wanting to go into space, my friend. The problem is us. You, me, and everybody else listening. People equals trouble. That is my equation of life. And if you've ever heard me preaching before, and I preached, believe it or not, that's my mantra. People equals trouble. Forget E equals MC squared. People equals trouble. And I could expand on that right now, but I'm not going to. There's an additional family equals trouble squared. Okay, so that's an additional mathematical lesson. Someday I'll go into that in detail with you lovely listeners.
But I'm for right now, my final comment is thanks for putting a downer on my really positive spaceship story this morning.
Well, actually, I'm really looking forward to talking about this. It's very tongue in cheek. It's very tongue in cheek what I'm saying. There is an element of deadly seriousness to it. But you know me, I try and inject a little bit of irreverent dark humor into things from time to time. And that's why, in all seriousness, I thoroughly respect your views and opinions. You know I do. But I always try and find a way to laugh at everything myself. Included, by the way, first and foremost. But Darren, thank you for that story. Much appreciated, as always. And I'll catch you tomorrow in England. Yeah. That's Darren Denslow, a producer extraordinaire for TNT Radio. He'll be on today, 1 to 3 p.m. on Digging Deeper. Don't forget to tune into that. And I'll be back after this short break with Mark Molloy from Ireland. And we are going to get into it then. Don't go away, TNT Radio.
You should hear what Timothy Shea is talking about.
The left are of Satan. Literally, all they do is they tear down, destroy. Look at anything they've quote-unquote built. It's never been built back better. It's always been worse. And one of my theses is that this whole COVID scamdemic is designed to divide us. Public support for doctors has plunged by double digits between the transgender mutilation surgeries, between the COVID jabs. Is that by design?
Absolutely, this is by design. There's actually that old adage, divide and conquer, right? If you want to conquer the masses, you have to divide them. Well, the basic structures of our entire American foundation has been, number one, the family, and then probably church, and then organizations beyond that. And they have done a phenomenal job at creating division in all of those categories.
Timothy Shea on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Public school is the instituted agency of socialism throughout every community.
The U.S. government has no authority to have any role in education.
We're going to lose our very republic if we don't stop this indoctrination of children in government schools.
What happened to us in China can't happen here.
Have one kind of education and then call it equity.
It's about outcomes. It's about trying to force us all to be equal.
I think we're going to have a race civil war in our hands.
We are exposing kids to pornography as early as kindergarten. Parents just don't know.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Parents need to wake up. They don't have the interests of your child at heart.
Truth and Lies in American Education at SalemNow.com.
1, 2, 3. TNT Radio.
Gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office. What?
He's not, like, retarded, but there's something wrong with this guy.
Be a part of the conversation.
Come on, man.
TNT.
Okay, this is Locked and Loaded. This is TNT Radio. I'm Rick Munn, and I'm very happy to be joined for the second time on TNT Radio by Mark Molloy from Ireland. Mark is part of an organization called Unreact, and the last time that he was on here, we were talking about what was happening in Ireland, what our views were on the way the country was going, what the future may hold. We're going to continue that conversation today because there's been a bit of water has passed under the bridge since the last time Mark was on here, and it's not for the best. I might add, at least not from where I'm sitting. Anyway, Mark, welcome back to TNT Radio. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rick. How are you? Keeping well.
I'm not bad. I'm a little bit frustrated and worked up when I look at what's going on in this country and in this island about how it's being destroyed. It's getting me very wound up at the minute, Mark, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit cheesed off.
I'd leave you very perplexed, wouldn't it? It's not good. It's not good a situation when you can sort of step outside the box and take a look and see what the future holds for us, and if people don't take action, it doesn't look good.
No. Now, the last time you were on was about 2 months ago, right? And we were talking about some of the policies that were being brought in, some of the things the government were doing in the north and the south of Ireland about how it's affecting people negatively. And since you were last on, I think things have escalated a little bit. There's certainly a lot more people taking to the streets right now, especially around this topic of open borders. Now, it's predominantly happening in the south. The Irish government are basically throwing the doors open, bringing people in, bussing them in, putting them into communities. The communities aren't happy. They're starting to take the streets, and it's starting to get a little bit tense out there in the streets, starting to see a lot more people taking to the streets. Could this be the start of something turning, Mark, do you think?
It's wonderful to see. I've seen a video on, was it Tuesday night? Tuesday night with the men of Finglas in Dublin. Yes. Just they all congregated, and it was done in secret, and they were, suppose, they were wearing the masks this time, and they went to Sinn Féin's office, and then they decided to go and confront the Garda, and they went to the Garda station in Finglas, and the Garda were caught, suppose, with their pants down around their ankles. They didn't know what to do, and the inspector came out and spoke to the delegated spokesman, and they were very angry. They were very angry, and they were demanding why these people are coming into this country unvetted, undocumented, and why our children and women are at risk, and even our men, because there's something happened in Belfast. Apparently a man was raped.
That's right.
And another child in Dublin apparently was raped. 12 to 14 year old boy. And, you know, these things, I've seen another thing now this morning where a Somalian man was standing in a post office or a credit union demanding cash or whatever the women had. You know, and I was standing, you know, this is 2023. In beautiful Ireland era.
Yes.
See
that video that you're talking about? That last video that you're talking about as well, where the guy comes in and demands the money and cigarettes. I don't know if you've seen the full clip of it or not, but at the end of it, when the women ask him to leave, he starts to threaten them with sexual assault.
He starts actually anal assault.
Yes. Correct. And this is on camera in a government office on camera. He's not afraid to do that. So if he's not afraid to do that on camera when he's being recorded in a public place, what would he be capable of if he was to get those women coming out of work that night?
People are very, very, very brazen. I watched another one there. I was just watching it there before we came on the call. Philip Dwyer there on YouTube, who's doing a lot of coverage of City West, and a lot of people went to City West last night, City West Hotel, and Paul Murphy and People Before Profit, TD, was standing there with a gramophone saying all refugees are welcome, all refugees are welcome, trying to drown out the crowd. Well, lo and behold, the crowd on the good side, they came out and drowned it out them. And it got to the stage where Paul Morphy and his minions all had to leave with their tails between their legs. It was a great sight to see. Now, there is numbers growing. And the thing that I'm taking solace in is from this has gone on from before Christmas. You had East Wall.
That's right.
East Wall, from then, they are now blocking the roads, main roads, sporadically. Mm-hmm. And the guards don't have no answer for. And the horses out in the roads and everything. The momentum's
right.
gathering within the social housing estates.
Yes.
Because that's where it matters, really, at the end of the day, because they're the people that will take it to the streets. You know,
they are.
And
if it doesn't,
won't take it to the streets.
If it doesn't happen, Mark, if that doesn't happen, and I'm sorry to say this, but if it doesn't get to that point that it's coming to now, where it gets taken to the streets and it escalates, this is going to continue unchecked. And if this continues unchecked, Ireland's going to be destroyed. End of story. Era's going to be destroyed. End of story. We can talk about it. Do the cows come home? But unless boots are on the ground and people are voicing their concerns in public places and showing the government that they're not going to be taking this abuse anymore, they're going to keep abusing us and they're going to keep doing it until there's nothing left of this island, and that's the bottom line. And I think that's what you're seeing now, and that's certainly what I'm seeing, and I'm glad to see it, because petitions don't work. These politicians don't listen to what people want. They don't serve the people, they serve themselves, and they serve their own interests, and they're getting backhanders here, there and everywhere to destroy the people that they're supposed to be representing. We've got to take a really quick news break now, just for a minute, and when we come back, I want to look at some of these incidences that have been happening. You've mentioned a couple there, and what's been happening at that hotel in Dublin as well. There's been a rat has happened there through the week in one of these refugee centres. About 900 men involved. The place got trashed. The guards were called. Nobody was arrested. They're just moving the troublemakers around from pillar to post in Ireland rather than deporting them or kicking them out of the country. And I'm talking about the lawbreakers here. I'm not talking about people that are being peaceful. So let's look at some of these incidents when we come back after the news here on TNT Radio. Please don't go away.
TNT Radio News.
Get the news. The news.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Russia has hit out at Germany, blasting Berlin for backflipping on its decision to send tanks to Ukraine. NASA has announced it's teaming up with the US Defense Department to test a nuclear spacecraft before the year 2027. And it's being reported that the blanket ban on Russian tennis players competing at Wimbledon will be reversed this year following widespread condemnation.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, Mark, there's a couple of instances that you brought up here. Maybe people aren't aware of this. Obviously, we're following it very closely because it's literally on our doorsteps. But about 2 weeks ago, a man in the Shankill area in Belfast was out walking his dogs, a 40-odd-year-old man walking two dogs through a public place around about 7 o'clock at night. He was attacked and sexually assaulted, raped by three men. Okay, this is a statement, by the way, that was put out by the PSNI, the Police Service in Northern Ireland. So this is documented by the cops themselves. They give accurate descriptions of who the attackers were, but because they didn't want to inflame community tensions, they neglected to mention where these men were from. Because when you're describing your attacker, if I attack you today, you'll say, okay, he was such and such a height, he had a bit of a beard, he was going a bit bald at the back, he was a white guy, you know. It helps to track down the attacker. But in this case, they didn't mention you know, the skin color of these people. And you may say, well, you know, why should they? Well, because it makes a difference if you're trying to identify a suspect, if you know if he's black or brown or yellow or white or whatever color he happens to be. So that caused a lot of suspicion. People in the Shankill got together and protested against this at Woodvale Park the following Sunday. But the police don't seem to be pushing this any further. You mentioned another attack that allegedly happened. A young lad was running down the street. He said he'd been raped by several men in Dublin. So this is getting really, really bad. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, by the way, and you get attacked sexually, but it seems to be all the taboos are being broken here, and these people are operating. They don't give a damn. Like, they're going up to Shankill and raping a man in Woodvale Park. You know, they either don't know what that area is like, or, you know, they don't care what that area is like. Like the guy going into that office and demanding money and cigarettes and then threatening to sodomize the women that worked there if they didn't get money. What's it going to take to deal with these people?
It's a case of what these areas used to be like, Rick.
Yes.
Because it seems to be, you know, paramilitarism and all around this country seem to be silent on a lot of issues.
Uh-huh.
The people who ruled it with an iron fist, you know, ruled their own communities. We lived it, you know what I mean?
Correct.
So we know what we're talking about. And now we're sitting back. And a lot of them that were involved with these so-called organizations now are coming out and champion bringing in more immigrants and undocumented and unvetted men. And, you know, I'm standing bewildered because I watched a thing there the other day, and it was two Englishmen, and they were very well spoken. And they were sitting in nice big leather armchairs, and they were showing pictures of Mary Lou McDonald and Michelle O'Neill, the leaders, the president and vice president of Sinn Féin, the supposed largest political party on this island at the minute. And
yes,
they were showing pictures of Michelle with a hijab on inside Crook Park, with Muslims celebrating Ramadan. When we were locked down, you know, and this is the state where we're at. The English were laughing, going, they fought for 100 or 800 years to get us out of the country, and they wanted their country back, and now they've just flung their borders wide open and opened it up to the rest of the world. It just doesn't make sense. And another point I want to touch on, Mary Lou McDonald has a picture on her bio or whatever on Twitter or whatever, I'm not on those, but it's of a Palestinian flag. And I found out there during the week that her sister or brother has done a full transformation in transgenderism.
That's happening now.
That's a Muslim country. So she's opened all this rainbow and transgenderism and all this here and Rainbow Nation and all that while flying a flag of a Muslim country. Would her sister's /brother be welcome in a country like that? If they landed there in a plane and they walked up the street, would they be welcome? No, they wouldn't.
Exactly. If the shoe was on the other foot, Mark, right, let's say you and me, let's say I got 15 of my mates together and you went around and got 15 of your best mates together and we put a crew of 30 of us Irishmen together and stuck us on a plane and we decided to go out to Ukraine or we decided to go to Albania or we decided to go to Georgia. And when we arrive there, we waltz into the government offices, we start demanding that we be fed, we start demanding that we get free and free that, we start demanding that we get a house. And if they put us up in a hotel, we say, well, we're not happy with that, we'll wreck the place, and then we'll go into a social security office over there and start to threaten the female members of staff. Do you really think that we'd be walking, let alone breathing, at the end of our first week in another country?
You would be lynched up the street, and that's
correct.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You'd be lynched up the street, and rightly so. Uh-huh. And rightly so. You go into a man or a woman's country, you know, I'm not saying I don't lay ownership this here, but it is we the people of Ira. It says it on the Irish Constitution. We the people of Ira. The name of the state's Ira. The Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland are two statelets within a sovereign island, a sovereign state. And, you know, We are constitutionally protected, and our constitution is being trampled on into the ground. They're on the 39th Amendment of a 50-article constitution. Do the math, slick. You know, they're not changing an amendment twice, slick, you know, or changing an article twice. You know, they're 11 articles away, they're 11 amendments away from changing the constitution completely, in my eyes. You know, and it's disgusting. The charge under Article 61, which was omitted in 1942, and none of them know, is where they derive their authority from. They are custodians of the Constitution and protectors of the peace, and they are protecting corporate interests. They have been completely taken over by corporate interests, and it's disgusting what's happening down there. We're watching, and how long before it flows up here?
Well, here's the thing,
we've
right?
No
the last time you were on,
we've no government. We've got civil servants legislating for us at the minute. We've got 25,000 today, 25,000 nurses and ambulance staff on the picket line. Now, in 2019, they were on the picket line and they give them a pay parity with the rest of the UK. Here we are in 2023 after going through the COVID scandemic. And here we are, they're back out looking a pay raise again. The frontline staff, the people who were getting Tesco sandwiches and all that, are now out with their bowls again. Please, sir, can I have some more? It's disgusting.
It is, mate. And I'll tell you what, you said to me, one of the most striking things you said to me the last time you come on here, and I'll not forget it, you said, you know, you used to love going down to Dublin or heading down towards Cork and it would have given you a lift. But now, if you were to think about going down there, it'll hell out of you, you know, when you see the way that the country's going
like
at the minute.
Long and short of it, because of how outspoken I am about the shape of the way the country is. And there's left and right. There's left and right. Where did that come from? Left and right in this country. It used to be Protestant, Catholic, Fenian, Hun. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's left and right and pro this and pro that and anti this and anti that. Yep. I hear you 100%.
Left and right hand. You know what I mean? I want to learn in my left and right hand. And I found out very quickly they belong to the same body.
The day, and pronouns is another one. By the way, I only found out about 2 years ago what a pronoun actually was. I can remember them teaching me it at school, but if you'd asked me it in an exam question, what's a pronoun, I wouldn't have had a clue. But now everybody knows what pronouns are, and then that's another thing that's used to divide people as well. They're bringing in this LGBTQ agendas into schools, putting pornography into the curriculum for children, transgenderism books and pornographic disgusting books in public libraries and so on and so forth.
There's teachers coming out in the south about that, Rick. They're coming on now until I've seen a few there on Telegram with the teachers in the south of this island are coming out and speaking about the curriculum. And
I've put three videos up to speak about that, Mark. Irish teachers coming out and making videos to say this is wrong, this is disgusting, what we're expected to agree with and what we're subjecting our children to in the schools of Ireland is wrong and it's an abomination. Just this week alone, there's at least three videos that I've reposted up on my social media account where these teachers are telling it how it is, because listen, they're the ones in the classrooms and they're the ones that know what the government curriculum are better than you and me. I have no exposure to schools now. You know, I'm not in school, neither are you, and my wee girl's not in school anymore, so we maybe don't know as well as the teachers in the front line are, and they're coming out and saying the same things. It's the controlled demolition from so many areas and so many avenues, and it's really setting in like a rot mark at the minute. You mentioned City West earlier on as well before we took the news break, and for anybody that's listening outside of the country in which we live, City West is a place in Dublin. There was a big asylum centre down there a few days ago. It was housing unvetted and undocumented asylum seekers from Africa and the Middle East. The Garda were called to that. There was a rat went on to trash the place. Apparently, when the guards came down, I mean, I have videos. Some of the people that were booted out of the place were making videos and posting them onto their social media saying, don't touch me. Get your hands off me. I haven't had my breakfast yet. You can't do this to me. And there was like six or seven guards walking one or two of these people out to the front door. And they were afraid to touch them in case they were prosecuted or they were deemed to be racist and one thing and another. They're getting away with trashing the place, and there's no repercussions here. And what they're doing as well, Mark, for people that aren't aware, and I'm talking really fast here because it's something that's really winding me up, something shocking at the minute. They're moving people from pillar to post. So it was an RAT not so long ago down in Killarney, and there was a mass stabbing down there. And what they did was, instead of deporting the people that were doing the stabbing, they moved them to Laois. They put them into new accommodation in Laois. They're just moving the problem around from pillar to post. It's not going to wash.
It's a money laundering. What they're doing mm-hmm. is trafficking. And the big thing is, I keep hitting people with it. If you walk from my house in Tyrone till Cork, which would take you 6 hours in a train, and you mm-hmm. knocked every door in the road down and you asked them, do you know any miners? Do you know any mm-hmm. coal miners, or do you know any miners? I would guarantee you would count it in one hand by the time you got mm-hmm. to Cork. And we are the most prospected country on planet Earth. 26% of the North's landmass and 25 or 7% or something of the South's landmass is being prospected. Now, mm-hmm. they're looking to open up a lithium mine in the South. I've seen an article there. Mm-hmm. And this Dalradian mm-hmm. thing's going. And they have now... the ancient green road where the High Kings of Ulster once walked, Hugh O'Neill, there's a couple of farmers up there now have sided with Dalradian, and a High Court has ruled that it's not of historical importance. Uh-huh. This road goes back over 1,000 years. It's as straight as a ruler. You can see it. I've uh-huh. stood on it, walked on it. You can feel the energy of it. And it's been discredited by a Canadian gold mine. You know, we're letting Canadians in here to let off 2 explosives minimum per day for 25 years for 365 days a year in one mine. In one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. When the sun shines, there's no beautifuler place than this country. And,
you're right.
And the good people of this country, our nature, our good nature has been taken advantage of. And it is really breaking my heart. But look, I'm getting a lot of, you know, I'm living in the day and I'm seeing the people rise, and I'm watching from 3 years ago till the war in the streets about all the scamdemic, but that all died off again. But now they're out. And the good thing is, Rick, they're out in the snow.
Yes.
They're out in the snow in large numbers. And that fills me with hope, because if they're out in the snow, well, we're only a couple of months away from the summer. It's in for a hot summer, I think, you know?
You're right. And I tell you what, I agree with you. And I want to look at this, what might be happening here over the next 3 to 6 months. Because I'll tell you this, if the momentum doesn't keep going with this, and if it fizzles off, which I don't think it will actually, the place is finished. That's all there is to it. If this doesn't spur people into action and overturning these policies, nothing will, my friend, nothing will. We've got to take a really quick break here just for a minute. When we come back, I want to look at some of these ongoing protests, how they're growing in numbers. They haven't been abating. They're still out protesting in East Wall. They're still out protesting City West, Finglas, Drogheda, places like that. The government are even coming out now and putting a statement on their website to say, if you're coming over here thinking about getting free accommodation, we can't guarantee it to you anymore. Don't make the trip. So they're almost admitting that their own policy has failed at the minute without saying it in so many words. So we'll look at that as well when we come back. Listeners, don't go away. This is Mark Molloy. I'm Rick Munn. And we'll be back in a minute or two here on TNT Radio to round this conversation off. Hope you're enjoying it. Stay tuned.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's dad, Stanley, wants a climate lockdown of flying.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
Environmental activist Stanley Johnson, the father of former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, had this to say about meeting our climate goals.
It actually means that countries need to divvy up this carbon budget between them, and then they need to divvy up the sectors, and then they need to have the measures which deal sector by sector with getting the, and if that means actually some of us are told, well, you can't go on a plane, that's fine, that's part of the national plan.
There you have it, saying the quiet part out loud. You won't be able to fly to meet net zero goals, depending on what sector you're in. Sounds a little East German, doesn't it? You were warned about coming climate lockdowns, restrictions on driving, on travel, on free speech, on energy, on agriculture, on meat eating. You are being forced to save the planet, whether you want to or not. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
The World Council for Health, WCH, a coalition of scientists, doctors, lawyers, and civil society advocacy organizations, opposes the World Health Organization, WHO's, pandemic treaty, expected to be ratified in 2024. The WCH considers the proposed WHO agreement is unnecessary and a threat to sovereignty and inalienable rights. It increases the WHO's power to declare unjustified pandemics, impose lockdowns, and enforce expensive, unsafe, and ineffective treatments against the will of the people. The WCH believes citizens have a right to participate in any agreement that affects their lives, livelihoods, and well-being. In addition, the WHO failed in approving the injurious H1N1 swine flu vaccine for a controversially declared pandemic. The WHO failed during the COVID-19 chapter as it encouraged lockdowns, suppressed early preventative treatments, and recommended product interventions that were neither safe nor effective. The WCH states the WHO cannot be allowed to control the world's health agenda, nor enforce biosurveillance while it is caught in a perpetual conflict of interest by accepting substantial funding from private interests that use their contributions to influence and profit from WHO decisions and mandates.
Rick Mudd.
The little rascal has spirit.
On TNT Radio.
Okay, it's all good. We're here for the last 10 minutes, not even 12 minutes, of Lock and Loaded today with Mark Malloy. Mark, getting saw a lot of people in the chat on our chat function, tntradio.live, listening into the conversation. Some people are shocked. They're not aware of what's going on here in Ireland. Another one, Jane Black says, I like this guy talking to Rick. She's talking about you, by the way. Good to hear him talking about my area, which is the Glens of Antrim, and also Dalriad and Gold, the shenanigans that's going on with Dalriad and Gold. So there's people listening in. It's striking a chord with people. Some people say, oh, it sounds a bit extremist. Sounds like you don't like people coming in from across the water. You're racist. You're a xenophobe. We're not. We just want to see our country preserved and want to see our people safe. That's not being racist or xenophobic, is it? It's called self-preservation.
Well, my son has a black girlfriend. My best friend has a mixed race family and his girlfriend's black. You know, so that's complete and absolute nonsense. You know, correct. I used to...
My next door neighbors, by the way,
my children's mother is a Protestant.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and I'm a Catholic. So that's all out the windows. You can call me whatever you want. I'm a concerned father. And what I'm seeing here happening in my country, the people on both sides, Catholic to Protestant, the loyalists and Catholics will be turning in their graves to see that what they fought tooth and nail for and died for, that it's just been pissed up the garden path. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
No, and for anybody to remove any doubt too, my next door neighbours who have been next door neighbours with for the last 14 years are from Swaziland. The best family or the best set of neighbours I've never had. I love them. The bits I'm on first name basis with them. They're teaching their language, which is Swati. And any of the last 14 odd years I've had any spare time, I've spent it in East Africa, in Kenya, in Uganda, working as the only white man for 6 weeks at a time doing different projects over there. So I'm not a racist either. I'm the same as yourself. I'm a father who just wants the best for my kid. And I don't have a problem, Mark, with people coming into Ireland from across the water. No problem with that at all. But what I do have a problem with is chancers coming in that we don't know who they are, and they're only in to get their pockets filled, and can't vet them. We can't assure people that it's safe to put 400, 500, or 600 into one particular area when they've got no work to do. They maybe don't speak the language. They're milling around all day, getting worked up themselves in these refugee camps. It's just a recipe for disaster. So we're concerned, Father. We're too concerned and fathers here talking shop. It doesn't matter if we're white or Protestant or Catholic or pro this or pro that. We just want to see the best for our communities, and we just want to see the best for our kids and our government. And I lay the blame of this solely at the government's feet. The government are to blame for this by these destructive policies that they're bringing in. And I think they're starting to come apart at the seams, Mark, because they're issuing statements now to say, well, expect another 80,000 this year. That was last week. Now Roderick O'Gorman's coming out and saying, well, actually, if you come, you mightn't have anywhere to stay. So maybe put off the journey to Ireland at the minute. Mixed messages coming out as these protests are escalating in intensity, Mark.
Look, you've seen City West there, the Gilda are in it, you know, the videos is all over the place. That was City West Hotel. Yeah. City West Hotel, I'll tell you what it was. It was a great golfing resort and a great place to go for spa treatment and things like that. You know, so these people are going to be looking their hotels back to open up in the summer again for the summer trade. And where's all these people going to go? If there's no room for them in houses or anywhere, where are they going to go? Now, I see there is somebody either in England or someone like that there has 300 charities have put in now that they don't want women and children staying in hotels because it's inhumane, and there's 400 children have went missing. There are 200 children have went missing and 400 since it started. There's a wee poem here, Rick, I want to read out. History repeats itself every hundred years. And it's called 1920. And it's very, very poignant about today. Think about what I'm saying here in this, because it's happening in real time. The revolutionary planet Uranus entered the zodiacal sign Pisces. The fishes in January 1920, Uranus from the Greek word meaning heaven. The hour has struck that opens the door for a new dispensation for man. And the standing prophecy proclaimed, trumpet-tongued down through the ages, is now being fulfilled. The old order is dying amidst its worshippers. God loosened, thunder shaped the world. Across the lurid skies, warbirds scream. Earth's millions die. Fear and woe unutterable. The fires of purification are lighted. Into the cosmic melting pot has cast her hate, race, prejudice, selfishness, and the devils of greed. The towers of superstition and tyranny are fallen. The thrones of scepters and kings lie scattered, accursed across the highways of nations. Pride has fallen from its insecure pinnacle of shame. The rich are terror-stricken. Their silver has been cast into the streets. Their gold has been removed from them. The merchants of the earth weep and mourn, for no man buyeth their merchandise. The churches are in panic. The liquor power rages. The gambler is terror-stricken. The grafting politician seeks hiding place but finds none. The briber flees when no man pursueth. The priest and preacher pray, but no help comes, for they too must be judged. The harlot alone seems unafraid because she is not a hypocrite, and has heard the words, the harlots will enter the kingdom before you. Mankind has gone to the limit of animalism. The soul walks forth naked and ashamed. It's high noon of Judgment Day, written in 1916.
Do you know what? They're powerful words, my friend. And it's grim out there. And I'm sad to say this, but if we want to get to this place of peace and stability, before we get to that place of peace and stability, there's going to be an almighty overturning of the tables.
There has to be change. Yeah. And with change, you have to practice change. You know, if you want change, you have to practice change. So change starts within. You know. Where there's unity, there's always freedom.
Yes, agree. And here's the thing, Mark, right? Here's the thing. As much as I don't want I mean, like, let's face it, who wants trouble? You and I grew up with it every day on our doorsteps. It was never far away. Death and destruction was never far away between 1969 and 1994. Even after that, you know, there was sporadic goings on. But the primarily, the gist of the troubles, 1969 to 1994, it was hell over here for a long, long time for everybody, everybody concerned. Nobody wants to see that kind of stuff happening again. But I'll tell you what, the way things are going at the government's hand, they're the people driving this, and they're the people that will be sitting in their ivory towers while the people of this island are out there taking matters back into their own hands again. And nobody wants to see that happening. But everything else, we've tried being reasonable, we've tried being tolerant, we've tried petitions, we've tried democracy, we've tried doing this, we've tried doing that, and all it's done is get us further and further down the hole. And I think this year, and you've alluded to it, when the summertime comes, if this is the way things are in the wintertime, and things are going to keep escalating between now and the summertime, and I think tensions are going to keep rising, and I'm not advocating any violence, I'm not advocating civil disorder, but I'm saying it's going to be the byproduct of governmental policy. Whether we want to see it or not, Mark, it's going to happen, because history does have a tendency to repeat itself, and these people aren't going out any other way. They're not going to go quietly, and they're not going to resign. They're going to have to be removed, and I don't know what that's going to look like, but if you look back over history, it never ends up well for the people that are being the tyrants. The time's nearly up, mate. We've only got like 20 seconds left. Mark Malloy, I want to give you a big salute. You can't see me doing it, but I'm giving you a big salute. I love talking to you. You get me fired up, and hopefully it'll not be the last time we're in conversation here. I'll give you a call back in about another month, and we can keep an eye on the situation here on ERA, as you would call it. I love you to bits, and I'm really glad you were able to join me this morning. So you have a good day, okay, mate?
Thanks, bro. You too. God bless everybody.
No problem. No problem. That was Mark Malloy. I'm Rick Munn. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday with Nicola at 8 a.m. UK time, and then Locked and Loaded as normally from 9. You all have a fantastic day or evening wherever you are. Happy Australia Day. Over and out.